So that's the reflection on the Happy Burst. That was Happy Burst number 45.
45.
Well, that's what president we're at right now, right?
Who knows?
So it's good that we stopped there.
We should.
Yeah, and you know, maybe one day we'll be back like Jordan wearing the 45.
Oh, but can we make this one 44 then?
We'll name it like the end of an era.
When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. Wow, way be. Back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5.
I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
We're in the 4-5.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
4-5.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'm living for the moment.
I said hip hop.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Do you feel that? That's your own energy vibrating from your insides. Do you hear that? That's someone putting some energy in through your ear holes. Do you feel that? You just shit yourself. And this is Young and Happy.
Welcome to Young and Happy, the show made by guys. For everyone.
But yo, if we're half of both of our parents, we're all half chick. Let's be honest with ourselves. If it takes half man and half woman to make a dude child, then we are all half chick. So we are as much female as we are male. And let's remember that and carry that responsibility with ourselves throughout the day, okay? I'm Roan. I'm here with Caleb. Producer Ben is right over here. Ben, you seem like you're angry about being half chick.
No, it's not very progressive of
you,
bro.
You just didn't. You're just shocked. You're just jarred by the fact that you got half chicken. You, not that you're a half chicken. You were pretty tough of a guy, and I learned that from hanging out with you. We have some topics that we're going to go through today. We're going to talk about an old rap beef that we're going to rekindle. Our buddy Rob Stone, who you might remember from his rap beef with XXXTentacion, is now rapping with Lil Xan, a rapper who named himself after the burgeoning pharmaceutical industry.
Nice.
We're going to talk about what Deja Reeve is. And I'll give you a hint. It's not a former coach of the Atlanta Falcons. That's Dan Reeve. Okay, and also we're going to talk about Sigur Rós, which is an Icelandic band. We're going to talk about rappers' babies' names. We're going to talk about
Beyonce.
And
D-Rock. We're going to talk about Lil Pump, Eminem.
Damn, that's so much shit to talk about for a music podcast, but
it's
know what?
Rap heavy today.
We're going to give the people exactly what they need. You said Rich Homie Quan?
It's heavy rap today.
Okay, hell yeah, bro.
Not heavy metal.
But it's heavy fucking rap. Yo, it's Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
But that means we're recording this on a Monday. So
foresighted.
And if you took Monday off, well, welcome back from the weekend. But if not, you're one day closer to Friday.
And what a blessing that is. And let's just keep in mind what the goal of our podcast is.
Yeah.
Is for you to download it and buy the advertisements.
Yeah, that's also
that's
a huge.
The main goal.
Yo, so jumping into the news today. Our guy Rob Stone's back in beef, if you remember.
Yes, yes.
Rob Stone from...
Robert, the Pulp Fiction fan.
And he used to be beefing with XXX.
Wait, no, was that Pulp Fiction?
What?
That's that song? No, that's Kill Bill.
Right.
She's
right.
Just a Tarantino fan.
That's
also
fair.
In related news, Tarantino's new movie, 2019, will be released. It's about Hollywood in 1969, and it's going to come out on the anniversary of the Manson murders.
You like Tarantino?
Love Tarantino. He's a big Weinstein guy, though. Makes you think.
Really? Wow.
Big Weinstein guy.
You think
he's
in cahoots?
Tarantino has definitely done some weird stuff, but he's a great director. One of the best. Maybe he is the best. Do you think he's the best?
I know that me thinking this way makes me small-minded, but seeing like some people like logic, like how they worship Quentin Tarantino, makes me like Quentin Tarantino less.
Like, that just makes you like a hipster.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all it is.
Yeah, I know. I was admitting it beforehand. Like, I know
that's like
this
guys. That's like people who don't like Drake.
A bad quality of mine. Yeah.
And do you like Drake?
Yes.
Okay.
If I didn't like him, I'd be a hipster. Same with Tarantino.
Yeah, because Tarantino is just
I like all of his movies,
good.
But it's just like
you just don't like you don't like the fact that other people like.
I don't like the other people that worship at the altar with me. I don't like the company at church.
Right.
I judge all the rest of the people.
You just got to do it secretly. You just got to be in the closet, Tarantino guy.
And I don't mind being that. But Rob Stone, who loves Tarantino
Robert,
as well,
Robert.
Is beefing with Lil Xan, and they had a Twitter exchange.
Which is Xanier? What does Xan stand for?
Zanzibar. Xander. Alexander.
Alexander. Little Alexander.
Little Alexander the Great. So
Alexander the Small, a.k.a. Lil Xan.
Lil Xan really came onto my radar after Lil Peep died because everyone was saying that now is the time for us to stop glorifying drugs and music, and he's kind of the scapegoat because he got drugs in his name.
Well, what are your thoughts on that?
On what?
Stopping glorifying drugs and music. Seems to me that that's kind of been how it's been for a while.
Yeah, I think that that's what people like to make music about, and they'll find another person who's making music about getting fucked up if you stop making music about getting fucked up. I don't think that... you can ever blame the artist for someone else getting like too fucked up. It's like, are we going to go back to blaming video games for
violence?
Yeah.
Maybe a word to the listeners who shall not be named. Maybe don't get your life advice from rappers, and maybe don't get your violence tactics from Grand Theft Auto.
Those are both smart things to say.
But play them and listen to them, but just maybe just don't duplicate.
And maybe when you're in a new city, try light drugs. Like, if that's
future.
What...
Anytime I'm in a new city,
I prefer to do light drugs. That's what you want to take from these people? You know, take some of their other advice. Take some of their more sound advice. But, so I don't know a ton about Lil Xan. Do you know anything about him, Caleb?
Oh, no.
Have you ever heard him?
Yeah, no, I saw him on Instagram. He's in the wave of Instagram rappers. Like, it's just like guys who are Instagram, who do drugs on Instagram, and they color their hair weird. Get a few face tats and all of a sudden, boom.
So maybe we should listen to some of his music. Rolling in a beamer, bought a beam, I'm in a beamer, yeah. Cream soda for my lean, yeah. It ain't even a thing, yeah. Can't relate, y'all only spread it, take talk shit. Hey, call your girl masturbate to my lyrics, let me transmit my lingo fresh. Are you sure you don't want to listen to a little more?
I got a good feel. Could you imagine actually masturbating to these lyrics? That's what he said. Your girl masturbates to these lyrics.
Like she prints them out and she like tapes them above her bed so she can slowly read him whining into the microphone.
You ain't got no hoes.
Oh. Oh my God, he doesn't have no hoes. That's so hot.
What's
how you
wrong,
just told
man?
That other guy that he doesn't have hoes.
Do you think that, and I'm asking this genuinely from a good-hearted place, I'm not trying to be a hater, do you think people actually like him, or they like the idea of him being like counterculture? They like that he's like Lil Xan, and they, you know, but it's like, do people, you think, actually like really think, oh wow, this guy's a great lyricist?
I don't think I think trap music is not about lyrics at all. I think it's about, and like
feel.
The new wave of rap right now, like no one really has to be saying lyrics. You just have to like not mess up.
Yeah.
Like don't fuck the beat up. Like,
which is cool.
Yeah, it's just what is happening in rap right now. Like, that's pretty different than what's happening. Like, this week is, like, not what's happening in rap right now. Like, I'm trying to cram a bunch of ideas and lyrics into something, which,
right.
like, will mess up, like, the flow of a song.
Do you think there's room for guys who are notoriously, like, that's what they do is ideas in their lyrics for them to come back right now? Or is, like, not this? Like, can J. Cole drop an album right now and it'd be good?
I mean, I think there's a lot of people that will tell you that J. Cole could never drop an album that would be good.
Who would say that?
I think that there's a lot of people, Ben.
I totally agree.
You don't like J. Cole?
I mean, he's boring.
So you like... So, I mean, that makes...
It also depends
explained.
On what you listen to music for. Or
new
what
rap
you're
explained.
Like, there's times you'd want to listen to a J. Cole, but then, like, you don't want to listen to J. Cole. Like, you're trying to, like, have fun.
A rapper right. I know, No Can Do, said the other day on Twitter that J. Cole sounds whiter than Eminem to him, which shocked me.
Eminem also sounds, like, about as black as freaking, like... you possibly could sound.
Eminem? Eminem doesn't sound like anything. Eminem sounds like a robot like... that's like processing words.
Said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket.
He sounds like Halsey. He sounds like an instrument.
It is definitely on some different type shit. But that was that's Lil Xan. And do you have a side you want to take on this Lil Xan Rob Stone beef?
I'm here for the beef. I'm here for Lil Xan. I'm here for Rob Stone. Instagram rappers, I'm here for them. I'm trying to get in the wave. I'm so outside the wave right now. I'm watching. I'm so jealous. I'm jelly. I'm on the beach with all my clothes on, watching these dudes surf on huge waves, gnarly waves, and I wanna join. I feel so left out.
I think Young and Happy Records should sign an Instagram rapper.
Who? Gummo?
Lil Speaker.
Lil Speaker?
What is that? A fucking Newt Gingrich? Lil Speaker of the House? What is this?
We should just make up a guy, and this will do the.
And he's really like a puppet.
What's another drug that's real bad for you that you can get hooked on?
Lil Perk.
There has to be Lil Perk.
Big.
I'm sure Lil Perk has like 4 hours.
Set. Perko set. What about we should just call this the whole opiate.
Lil opiate.
Lil activist.
Lil act.
That might get caught up with.
No,
like,
but we should get a guy with a look and just build his Instagram page. Hint at music, but there's never any music, and to see how many
and do like the video like where he does the beat where Lil Pump found that beat, like you can do those all day.
We have to find face tattoos. We need to get face tattoos as a gang. Like maybe people will start respecting us a little bit more, and we could get some cachet in this rap game. Yo, we never even talked about why they have beef. Doesn't even matter, does it? Deja Reeve.
Definitely doesn't. Definitely doesn't.
If
I do not care about that.
We don't know. They probably don't even know. It's about picking sides, all right?
Did I ever tell you that Rob Stone got jumped at a Jay-Z concert and it never got covered in the news, and I'm the only one who had the inside scoop, and I tweeted it, and no one even retweeted it because they didn't know it was real?
Really?
Yeah, I got a source.
Did you see it happen? Did you jump Rob Stone?
I had a source.
Breaking.
A source that said, PNB Rock. Jumped Rob Stone at a Jay-Z backstage Jay-Z concert and never leaked out.
No way.
I tried to leak it and no one even took my word. I guess I'm not a credible source in the rap community.
That's fucking nuts. Well, here we are leaking it again. We're jamming it out.
We're like unconsensually leaking this. No one wants it.
We're just pouring this information out on the news media and they still want to just go with the narrative that Rob Stone is out there jumping people. Deja Reeve.
Thank God.
Whew. Deja Vu. Ooh. Is something that we all know.
Play a song like some water flowing. Or something just to
play Deja Vu.
Talking about SoundCloud rappers gives me actual stress.
I know. When we came up with this idea for the show, and our listeners who shall not be named may not be feeling this. They might be on the same page though, that like when we announced the subject for the show, where you were like, yo, is there anything that's not SoundCloud rappers? Is there any way we can avoid SoundCloud rappers?
Yeah. Which maybe I'm trapped in the past. Maybe I need to get out. I need to listen. Like, that's the one thing I'll say.
I think our show needs more SoundCloud
rappers. I certainly haven't given these guys a shot. I most definitely have not given these guys a shot.
It's tough because it's like, if everybody kind of sounds pretty close to the same, like, you don't feel like you're listening to new music when you listen to a new
artist.
That's
exactly right. That's exactly right. Like, this is like
that was a gem right there. That was a gem. Yeah. Ben, can we put that on a placard?
Just play it back.
If everybody kind of sounds pretty close to the same, you don't feel like you're listening to new music when you listen to a new artist.
That's exactly right.
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it, bro. Dude, give it the Missy Elliott treatment. If everybody gives me moon and insular, Kelly for me, it's just a little bit of a smile. Now, get out of your head.
That's exactly right.
Deja Vu is when when you're in an experience and it feels like something that you've experienced before. But today, I learned about something called Deja Reeve. Now, Deja Reeve is when you feel like you're experiencing something that you've dreamt before.
Which is what's happening right now. I dream of us being reunited in the booth. I've dreamt of it the last 3 months while we've been on the road. And being back here with you guys is truly a dream come true.
We're John Wilkes in the booth, baby. We're back in this bitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, buddy. We're doing it. It's long enough.
We're Conor Reeves with the Deja Reeve.
Ooh.
And we're talking about pills.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yo, so have you ever experienced Deja Reeve?
I just told you that I experienced it right now.
Dude, I'm having crazy Deja Reeve right now that I just dreamt that you had told me about your Deja Reeve earlier.
Wow.
Now that's deja vu inception.
That's I don't know how the math would work. I was going to try to break that down mathematically, but that's not my field of expertise.
It's the, what's like something squared? What's the opposite of something squared? The square root. That's like the square root of inception.
Yeah.
Okay, we are both in way over our heads in what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, how about a little Beyonce?
Okay, let's talk about Beyonce. Something everyone can digest.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce
is like politics. Like, you don't really have to know anything about it to have a strong opinion.
That is pretty true. You just feel some sort of way about her. You either hate her, you love her. You either believe everything that she's doing and in everything she's doing, or you think her babies are fake and that, like, her fucking... She's dumb.
And that her husband cheated on her.
Which...
He didn't.
Let him live. He never said that. Fucking stop trying to put words
Beyonce,
in his mouth.
I'm a Jay-Z truther. Even though he admitted to it and she also said that he did it, I don't think he did it.
You don't think he cheated at all?
No, I think it's a PR scheme. He would never do something like that. He's too good of a guy.
Fuck, I don't have anything to rap about on this next album.
Right.
I need to cook some shit up.
Which is just more evidence of him being a genius. But go ahead, Beyonce.
Beyonce changes her email every week, says Ed Sheeran. Shocking. So during their collaboration, Ed Sheeran said that Beyonce would change her email every single week. He would try to hit her up, and she would have a different email. First of all, setting up an email sucks. It's a shitty process. Like, it takes kind of a long time. Do you think that Beyonce is just on Hotmail, fucking regurgitating, like, adding a different number to her last email address?
Yeah, I don't know, but that is such... It's such a good thing for when you have to go on websites and sign up, and you're like, oh, they're going to send me so many emails. It's good to have. I wish I had more burner emails. I only have one burner email right now.
Yeah.
And what was I trying to sign up for the other day that I already had? Oh, Coinbase, because I bought some Bitcoin, and I already used my burner email on Coinbase, but I couldn't remember my password, and so I had to make a whole new...
Wait, so you're using your burner emails for investments?
I was, but now I'm not what... I bought more Bitcoin, so now I'm all the way in. And I'm also... This is my thing on Bitcoin. If anyone listens to this cares, I bought some. I'm not looking at it again until I'm 50. I don't. If people talk about it, I might listen. I'm not going on Coinbase.com again until I'm 50.
Why?
Because I don't want to think about it every day. Am I losing money? Am I making money? I'm just hoping. I'm manifesting that I'm making money.
And it's just like you're just going to add a layer of like stress or like trying to figure out some shit. Like my boy hit me up today and he was like, yo, you need, all capitals, need to get in on IOTA.
Dude, they're talking about IOTA too.
Cardano. I need to get in on IOTA and Cardano. And I tried to read about this shit today. I feel like I'm reading fucking Lord of the Rings. Like, yeah. It's just fucking made up names.
The blockchain is...
I don't know what the fuck they're referencing or what they're talking to, like who they're talking about. Like, I want to understand this, but I'm not going to stress myself over understanding this. And maybe that's short-sighted of me. Maybe that's closed-minded of me. And maybe that's going to wind up with me not making a ton of money when I'm fucking 50. But it's like, yo, that shit will probably kill me by the time I'm 51 if I stress over it every single fucking
day. Do you want
me
to do my limited knowledge breakdown of IOTA?
All right. But if it's...
Quickly.
If it starts getting over
boring,
my...
Just Apollo me out. Throw a tomato at me. Okay, so Bitcoin, right, they're saying it's going to be a next wave of currency eventually, like the dollar. But there's haters of Bitcoin, right?
Damn.
That say that it's actually not... It's not...
So someone has rap beef with Bitcoin.
Yeah, there's... People are just... Actually, it's more like Bitcoin's like a Lil Xan type rapper, and
right.
People don't really understand it, but it's still popping off, and people are just salty.
Okay.
Yeah, like me. So...
You're like a backpacker.
So, obviously, people don't know... No one knows what Bitcoin is, actually. No one does. But still, people are hyping it up, and they're buying, and it's shooting through the roof, right? Well, the haters are saying, this is not efficient enough. It doesn't work. The blockchain is not working. The one that's actually going to work...
Because they're not sustainable for millions of transactions.
Exactly. So they're saying the one that is going to work is IOTA. And that's the next wave. They're like, you know what? That one's catching all this heat right now and everyone likes it, but they don't understand IOTA is the one that's actually going to work.
It's third generation.
It's backed by Microsoft, I believe.
Right.
And so this is what's going to happen. I don't know anything other than that about IOTA, but I know if you buy it now, which is like, I think it's like $1 or maybe even less... It is going to skyrocket because people are going to start hearing about it just like I told you about it. And they're going to be like, Bitcoin doesn't work, but IOTA will. And they're going to be like, well, I'm going to get rich off IOTA. And it's going to skyrocket just off people believing the hype. Hype beasts.
So this is like supreme sneakers.
Yes.
This is some Bape shit that is about to be.
It's honestly people being like, Bitcoin sold out.
This is that new shit.
Yeah, yeah. Bitcoin like sold out. It's not cool anymore. Everyone knows. It's like what you were doing earlier with who did you say that you?
Tarantino.
It's exactly.
I need like, that new director.
That does,
like I need Werner Herzog.
Yep, that's the older one.
But
I think if you bought IOTA now, no matter if it's actually good or actually bad, it's still going to make you money because people are going to hype beast it.
So, all right, well,
that's my take.
That was a good breakdown, and that there was comparing Bitcoin and its properties to SoundCloud rappers.
And Tarantino.
Yo, that was deep, bro. You fucking broke it the fuck down, it's boy. That just gave me crazy deja reeve. I just like saying deja reeve.
I know you do.
It may be better to say than deja vu. It's giving me deja reeve. Yo, so do you know any of Rich Homie Quan's album names?
No, but I love Rich Homie Quan.
Yo, you have to respect him, and he doesn't get enough respect. He's been in the game for, he's got like 5-6 years in the game right now.
And some hits.
He's got a lot of fucking hits. But you know why he's got so many hits? It's because of how he titled his albums. His first album came out on April 4th, 2012. And you know what he called that album? I Go In On Every Song. You know why? Because he goes in on every song. His next album came out August that same year. It was called Still Going In. His album after that was called Still Going In Reloaded. His fourth album that came out the next year, it was called I Promise I Will Never Stop Going In. His fifth album, it was called If You Think I Will Ever Stop Going In, Ask RR, Royal Rich. That's who he wanted you to
ask.
That's
the title of the name.
That's the whole album title. If You Ever Think I Will Stop Going In, Ask RR.
Royal Rich in parentheses? Or?
Yeah, in parentheses, yeah. How did you know that?
It was the way you said it originally.
Yo, I can speak these parentheses into existence. His next album after that was called DT Spacely Made This. So he kind of broke it. He broke the train.
Wait, is this breaking news? Rich Homie Quan stopped going in?
Well, this was in 2015, but it's late breaking news. And then his next album after that was called ABTA, Still Going In. So he went back to going in.
Just in case you thought.
Should have maybe called that Going Back In. I don't know. I think that would have been
a strong
one.
Where is he going in? Like, what's he going into?
I think he's going into maybe a vegetative state, a hibernative state.
Hyper meditative state,
I think, is what he's going into. And then his last album, which came out earlier this year, was called Back to the Basics. So that begs the question, is Rich Homie Quan still going in?
I don't know. I really don't. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
So he might not be anymore. What's your favorite Rich Homie Quan hit?
Does he have Lifestyle? That's not my favorite one, but is that his? Can you read the top ones? Because I have one in my mind, but I don't know the title of it.
Yeah, Type of Way. Flex. Walkthrough.
Walkthrough's awesome.
Walkthrough is awesome.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Get the fuck out of my face.
I don't think he's he still going in, bro? I don't think he's going in anymore.
When's the last time he went in? Do we have any like recent confirmations of him going in?
Well, his last album that was called Still Going In was in 2015, and then he took 2 years off till his next album after that.
But what's the most recent piece of work called?
Back to Basics. But his basics was I Go In On Every Song. So what he's going back to is going in on every song.
That makes sense.
Yeah, not be forgotten that Rich Homie Quan started off by going in. He's continued to go in, and we believe that Rich Homie Quan is still going in.
Hell yeah, Quan.
Respect to the Rich Homie.
Respect.
May we all become as rich as you. Eminem gave Elton John a cock ring. A cock ring from Elton John to Eminem.
Diamond encrusted. Nope, didn't say crusty. Diamond encrusted.
Wow, a crusty cock ring. That's gross. Elton John tried to convince everybody that Eminem was not homophobic because he got him and his husband two diamond encrusted cock rings on velvet cushions.
I'm going to speak for listeners who shall not be named here. We don't know what a cock ring is.
All
I know.
Listeners.
I can imagine that it's a ring for your cock. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, A ring for the dick is what I also...
Do you wear it as like an accessory?
Like, is it like a bling ring? Like a Shabba Ranks type ring?
Yeah, or like a status quo type thing?
A status symbol? Like only the rich? Or maybe it's like the tribes that wear the rings around their necks to elongate their necks. Maybe
give it a little visual effect. It's like Allen Iverson when he used to wear that thing on his finger, the little thumb sleeve.
Why did Allen Iverson wear that fucking thumb sleeve?
He's too swaggy for his own good.
That must have hurt his shot.
His ultimate downfall.
Do you think he was getting like sweaty fingers?
Definitely was bad. You know what else it was bad for? It was bad for kids like me who were playing in rec league at that time.
Because it's like...
You know we had them.
You had it on every finger?
Yeah.
Like little fucking bugles just it's topping
like
off
like
everyone.
A motorcycle bike so they get the opposite. Allen Iverson just all glove and just got your fingers exposed.
That's amazing. Why? But like he should have at least given a disclaimer to the kids. Like you're not going to be able to shoot like me. Like you learn to shoot first and then get your swag right. Don't walk into the game wearing the fucking fingerling potatoes. So Elton John... says he hasn't used these cock rings, so it's possible that he doesn't know what they're for either. Yeah, he might.
Think Elton John listens to this show?
Yes. What do you mean? Do I think he listens?
I listen to the Rocket Hour on Beats One.
Is that
that's his show?
Is that does he talk during it?
Yeah.
You know, during this tour, we got the privilege of listening to a lot of Garth Brooks radio, and that guy does a hell of a job.
For this programming.
Every time he has a story in between one of his songs. Like he has a anecdote that relates to damn near every song that comes on Garth Brooks radio.
But anytime we bring up Garth, and this is a throwback maybe to close the show, can we play a little Chris Gaines?
Well, why don't we intro this Chris Gaines with a Garth Brooks style introduction as if we were on Garth Brooks radio ourselves. And that was I've Got Friends in Low Places by none other than Garth Brooks. That's me. You know, that reminds me of a time when I was down in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I was on a cross-country tour, and even though I have a ranch about 60 miles south of there, I decided that I would stop by a local watering hole and get myself two sides of mashed potatoes and slap them right down my throat. And that's when I ran into my good old friend who worked there and who's here in studio with me now. And well, you could take the story from there, partner, because I sure made a mess of those potatoes, didn't I?
Oh man, Garth, I remember that. Well, you know I'm a radio host that also worked at that there farm. And I'll tell you what, I remember you making a mess of the potatoes, but I also remember you signing that kid with cancer.
Yeah, I signed him right on his forehead. I signed him just like his parents were asking. He was in a vegetative state, but boy, did I sign him up right. And you know what? It cured him. Cured him right on the spot.
And I think it really made up for the... you signing the vegetative stated kid?
Yeah.
Made up for the vegetative state that you left our floor with the potatoes.
Oh, well, those Yukon Golds run right through me, I'll tell you that much.
And with that being said, here's a song by you.
Me, Chris Gaines.
With all of my heart.
And that was Garth Brooks Radio. With me, Garth Brooks, and me, Chris Gaines.
And me, Garth Brooks Hype Man. And also a radio host that worked at a farm.
I thought you worked at a watering hole. Selling potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well.
Damn.
A man of many talents. As long as you're involved, I will always be successful.
A renaissance guy. Garth Brooks' assistant. Never got his name in the air, but man, he was a talented guy. So that's a happy burst for you. And happy bursts are back in your face.
Yeah, and we're warming up, so give us a break if it wasn't good. And if it was great, look, we didn't lose it. We're back.
We're back. Yeah, if we nailed it, just like imagine us to have been super confident the entire time, and we knew we were going to nail it, like fucking Nadia Comaneci hitting that fucking vault, perfect tens every single time. But if not, we're sorry. Just get off our fucking.
This is our first one.
Let us fucking live.
My name is Weezy Baby, and I'm high like maintenance. I'm smoking, I'm drinking, leaning daily like high. My name is, you know what my name is. Bitch, I'm famous like Tom Brady, and high. Your name is not important. Who cares? Not
got Weezy, baby. Wake up, I see babbage, babbage, babbage. Makeup on my pillows make me mad, bitch. Without no makeup, I see that bitch as his average. Uber, 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 Uber taxi. Looking at my rollie, I got boogers on my rollie. About to hook up with my woody. Got the hook up on that coating. Got the sugar for your nose ring. Got the booker, I'm reloading. And according to my darling, this dick feels so damn rewarding. I'm reporting out of shorty. She so naughty, me so horny. Kilo homie, like I'm Tony. Break it down to rice-a-roni. Take her out, look like she lonely. I'm gon' candlelight the moment. I'm a vandalize the pussy. She told him my phone was roaming. She be moaning till the morning. I be gone and I be on it. I be in it. I'm like farming on a grill. And I got dormant at the entrance. They got pistols in their trenches. They got rituals, religion. I'm like, bitch, you know I'm sipping till I die. My name is Lil Wayne, bitch. Weezy F, baby. Her name went from whatever it was to Lil Wayne, bitch. Now that's crazy. And I came then, regained strength, rebanged it. Rotation, her guy, he's nameless. He ain't shit, always on the same shit. Poor baby. I pour up so much they call me poor baby. Kush man, I need a sack like Charles Haley. Sipping to the big mo, I'm the bar baby. Sip got me moving slow, but my thoughts racing. My long days give me sharp patience. My heart vacant, awards taken. What intonation, no information, no statements. Young moolah, old moolah, moolah, all ages. Ha, hallelujah, I'm the Holly Grove Tupac. Rockefeller, new rock, 100K in the shoebox. AK in the new Glock, go walk, Baba Lubop. Pray the best you got, save you like a coupon. Hustle to my dreadlock, it's gray as some poupon. Every day is my birthday, I'm a new bun. Stay on my toes, ask a shoe hun. I ain't got no roof on, getting my nose ceiling too on. And high, I'm brainless, I'm stainless. For entertainment, here's a lady. And if she ain't thick, then she ain't it. I can't fuck with a slim lady. I try, a superhead, keep complaining. Bitch ancient, bitch shady, and she tired. Okay then, I'm skating. Doing tricks, call me Trick Swayze, okay. In other news, another nigga's hoes. Your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm in the mirror like, ooh, baby. Who needs a miracle when I got you, baby? Pimpin' in my last life. I'm the shit you ass wipe. Beat the pussy cat fight. My teeth look like a flashlight. Weed is like an airline, cause easily I'm that high. Fist full of money, mix some green in with your black eye. Greedy like a fat guy, I eat a nigga franchise. I beat him by a landslide, a leader like a rabbi. I'm leading by halftime, he bleeding, I'm a vampire. His body in a trunk with his feet all on my alpines. We the niggas, that's right, we all at end fries. Y'all on standby, my bros got cat eyes. Trap house landlines, boom like landmines. All my bitches allies with tune on their backside. So hi, my name is on her anus, on her cranium. Bitch craving and I'm flying, I'm wavy. And her name is Busted Baby. And hi, my name is in your mouth, it must be tasted gone.